During the decades that Spain was under a dictatorship, nightlife for the young usually meant an evening walk in the park. Now times are changing. Studies show Spain has taken over from Amsterdam as the new European drug mecca. Yes, even this is being studied. Spanish discos rave throughout the weekend with nonstop cocaine and ecstasy parties, which is why authorities are becoming alarmed. Jerome Sokolowski reports from Madrid.
It's 9 o'clock on a Sunday morning, and the dance floor at Dink, an after-hours club, is packed. It's virtually impossible to find anybody here who's not on something. Over by the bathrooms, a woman offers to share some cocaine. Out on the dance floor, 25-year-old Ángel looks wired, like he could keep going for many more hours. He says that, like the others here, he's taken drugs to help him go without sleep. He doesn't want to give his full name because he fears prosecution. The people who really go for it and take the most drugs, he says, they do Friday night, Saturday morning, Saturday night, Sunday morning, and Sunday night. Madrid's nightclub scene has become renowned around Europe for its limitless energy, or marcha. It rose with the high-tempo, thumping house music movement like the kind they play at Dink. According to the European Monitoring Center for Drugs and Drug Addiction, 4.6% of Spaniards aged 15 to 34 admitted using cocaine in the last year. That's less than in America, but it's twice the figure of any other country in Europe. The center says Spain is also near the top of the list in ecstasy and cannabis use. These figures are causing increasing alarm in Spain. Ad campaigns run by the National Foundation to Combat Drug Addiction have been focusing on Spanish attitudes. The foundation's director, Ignacio Calderón, says Spanish society underestimates the dangers of drug use. He says that part of the problem is that after the Franco dictatorship, Spanish parents wanted to offer their children the kind of freedoms they never had.
Y se rompen esos diques y empieza a haber disfrute total, diversión total, que tengan de
And then the dikes broke, and it became all about total fun, total enjoyment, the belief that they shouldn't lack or suffer from anything, he says. We tell them they can have everything they want. José Papaseit was a rebellious youth growing up in Barcelona at the end of the dictatorship. Now she's a kindergarten teacher in the Madrid suburb of Tres Cantos with a 19-year-old son of her own. He sometimes calls her old-fashioned. And I say to him, just think about what your mother was like when she was young and about how she's educated you, and you'll realize that I'm not old-fashioned, she says. But you can educate one way, and society and the peer group pulls the other way. The government has a national drug strategy which recognizes the problem of leisure consumption during the weekend. But the Foundation Against Drug Addiction says a good start would be to enforce closing times for bars and discos. But limiting freedoms is not a vote winner in post-Franco Spain. For NPR News, I'm Jerome Sokolowski in Madrid.